Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Desires are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. The dharmas are boundless. I vow to master them. And the Buddha's way is incomparable. I vow to attain it. Good morning. So in our tradition, we practice the six paramitas or perfections. And they are, of course, you know, generosity, ethical conduct, patience, will or diligence, meditation, and wisdom. So I'd like to talk a little bit about diligence. These are particularly trying times, and they seem to be getting worse and more difficult rather than easier and better. Of course, our practice is more important than ever when things are difficult. Coming together the way we do and sitting together helps us to have these paramitas or perfections functioning in our lives. Because in our sitting, of course, we put it all down. All our concerns, clinging to views, our fears, our anxiety, our anger. We acknowledge it, we look at it, and we put it down. Why? Because none of that is actually real. Coming back to the paramitas, you know, when all around you things are falling apart, you have to be steadfast. You have to only go straight. You have to stay on, quote, the path, if you will. There's no path. There's just acknowledging things just as they are. And then knowing what to do from the wisdom that you gain by seeing things as they are. You know, one of the things that's happening is we would like things to be normal. So we have to understand our own habit energy, our own propensity for wanting things to be the way we're used to and the way we would like them to be instead of the way they are. This creates conflict for us and difficulty, frustration, anger, resentments, and it doesn't help the situation that we're in. It's natural, it's understandable from the point of view of our habit energy, the way we perceive life should be, and it's not. It's understandable. So this is where compassion comes in, right? You understand, looking at it from the mountaintop, if you will, that this is habit energy. This is what I assumed I should be there, and this is what I thought would give me comfort and security that I'm longing. And of course, in our practice, we recognize there's no such thing. Everything is always changing. So how do we be diligent or have the will to continue to go straight when everything is changing? We become like the captains of our ship, like the sailors that I talked about last week. You understand the environment that you're working with. You know which way the wind is blowing, in other words. The best way to make the best use of the time you have is to know which way the wind is blowing. When you see smoke, you know there's fire. This is how your intuition works. That's what intuition is. It's just seeing things as they are. This is the wisdom way. Relying on our generosity of sharing what it is that we have, you know, our patience about things not working the way we would like them to be, and with those around us that aren't getting it the way we think they should. Our ethical conduct, meaning we don't fall prey to cheating our way trying to keep our little piece of the pie. What is a practical solution to the given situation? Why are we in this mess right now? Because we think we have to have it our way. Rather than seeing what's going on. Take masks, for example. Really? Why are we even arguing about it? Really? What is there to argue about? What is there to not understand? Drop it. You stay healthy, I stay healthy. Wow, what an idea. You know? So speaking to the preaching to the choir here, obviously, we all get that. But I'm speaking sort of in a general way that we have to have this understanding that there is no such thing as two sides here. You know, to be a good bodhisattva, you can't be attached to an idea. You can't think my way or the highway. There's nothing more practical than the bodhisattva path. It's just really simple. Here we are sharing this wonderful opportunity. And I keep sharing the same information over and over and over again, because I think that's what the world needs, a different view, a different way of looking at what's happening. And it has to come from a realization that what I'm doing right now, individually, each of us, has to come to a realization about what's working and what isn't. Perceptions are projections. We have to let go so we can see it as it is. But we hold on so tightly. This I, me, mine continues to be the big knot that ties us up all the time. Letting go is freedom. Doesn't mean that you're going to have life be exactly the way you want it. Doesn't mean that suffering won't continue. Freedom just means that you let go of the mirage and you see things for what they are. So you're not trying to force the boat to go against the current and the wind in the direction that is not real. It's just a mirage. So the other thing that really happens for us right now is this whole idea of wisdom. We think we got it and they don't. That's duality. It's not wisdom. So how do we come to common ground? How do we come to understanding? First of all, by letting go. So we can see what's happening. And that's required all the way around, not just on one side. We're on this journey as Zen Buddhists of discovery and awakening. So this comes back to diligence or will. Having the will to stay on course, to do what's right, to follow the precepts, to be generous, to be patient, to do our meditation, to enable wisdom in our lives. Keep going straight. Make it be what it is you're about in the midst of all this. So thinking our way out of this. I don't know. Is that going to work? Just be diligent with your practice. Only go straight. And it will have an effect, because everything has an effect on everything. So your little piece of it is a much bigger piece than we realize. Causes and conditions. Not making it worse, that's a good thing. Not giving in to hatred and anger, that's a good thing. That's contributing. That's what we're doing. Don't pretend. Just be real about it. It's okay. Then you have real freedom. not the fake freedom, the deluded freedom, my way or the highway. Thank you for being part of this, and thank you for showing up here with me every week. You guys are amazing. Appreciate it so much. Be well. Thank you.